ISD 166 has launched a stakeholder survey, and Superintendent Beth Schwartz is here to tell us about it. Beth, welcome.
Thank you.
And who will participate in the survey, and what do you hope to achieve once you have the results?
You know, the survey is a stakeholder survey, and as far as the district is concerned, every resident of Cook County is a stakeholder. We're hoping to get results or surveys turned in from people who have children in the district, people who do not have children in the district, retired members of the community. Basically, we would like everyone who resides in Cook County to participate in the survey, because our students are going to eventually be the ones who are the caretakers of our county, the caretakers of the current adults, and therefore we feel it's very important to understand what folks in the community want from Cook County graduates.
I know it's online because I checked it out.
It is online at the Cook County website, which is cookcountyschools.org. It is online at Bureal. And we also did a mass mailing to all PO box holders and rural route box holders. You should receive one in the mail if you haven't already. And we hope that you don't just toss it in the junk mail pile, but that you take the time to fill it out. But if you would fill it out online, that would be so helpful to us. But every survey will be read and entered.
Well, it's a pretty comprehensive survey, and I noticed there's about four dozen subjects and activities that you ask respondents to rate with respect to their importance to the district's education plan. And give us a few examples of where you're looking for the most guidance among those.
We want to know what Cook County residents want out of the district. And, of course, the school district has a very broad mission, everything from athletics to academics to clubs. And we are going to be experiencing a fairly large drop in enrollment. We're losing approximately 30 students next year and then followed by another 21 the following year. That result is probably going to end up in some tough budget decisions. And so what we're looking for are the areas that the community really wants us to focus on. For instance, how important is small class size in the elementary, and how does that compare to small class sizes in the secondary? Do people feel they're the same? Do they want the smaller sizes in the elementary and then the high school? That would just be one example. But again, we're trying to go into this very open-minded with no preconceived ideas and see what the public wants.
I noticed that one of your series of questions is about a referendum. And where does the school board stand on that at this time?
Well, on December 9th, we're going to have a finance workshop. I've been pretty immersed in school finance of the district the last few days. I've learned a lot, but it is interesting where we're at. And again, with the declining enrollment, the school board needs more information, and they will be getting that on December 9th, at which time we'll be discussing what our options are. When we're looking at the declining enrollment, you know, you can go with deep budget cuts. You can do budget cuts with trying to find more revenue. You can do a full referendum, you know, and try and avoid any budget cuts. There's lots of options, and the board will need to look at that. We also need to look at the results of the survey, again, seeing what folks want.
How do you base decline in enrollment? What do you look at in the future?
Well, what we do is we look at, obviously, our current class sizes. We assume that those students who are in our building will remain in the building till they graduate. So I don't have the numbers right off the top of my head, but let's say you had 40 ninth graders. You'll assume the following year there'll be 40 10th graders. The catch is we have some unusual swings in population for the next 3 or 4 years where we have some larger senior classes that will be leaving us, being replaced with the class sizes that are more around that 40 number. In the elementary, that means class sizes of about 24, because obviously some of our other children go to the charter schools in the county. But what we're seeing is that between now and probably 2015, we're going to have a variable enrollment. We have a couple years of some real big drops, and then a year with not so much of a drop, and then we have another big senior class that leaves us, so then again we have a big drop. But then around 2015, it looks like it stabilizes, probably around ballpark 35 to 40 kids per graduating class.
ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz, thanks for stopping in and talking about the stakeholder survey.
Thank you.